Sonia Michalak was excited to show me the home lab her family helped build. Among her microscope and science textbooks are shelves of knickknacks, her grandfather's rock collection, and jars of seashells she's collected. Among Michalak's prized possessions are her beloved spotted salamanders, Snapdragon and Sprinkles. When they were still eggs, she rescued them from the side of the road by the Princeton Ridge, a few miles from the famous university. It's a lush area that she's been working to protect from development.
They're a very intelligent species, surprisingly. Each one has its own unique personality. Some of them like to spend more time in the water. Some of them like to burrow more. Some of them generally like to eat more. They also form bonds with each other.
Michalak invited me to a muddy stretch of wetland where she's been trying to stop mansions from being built. All sorts of amphibians live here, including Michalak's favorite salamanders. The wetlands also provide food for other animals, help mitigate floods, and filter water. Michalak knelt in the dirt below the canopy of trees, scooped up the water, and poured it into a bucket. Two tadpoles swimming in the bucket caught her eye.
They're just so elegant, and they're tenacious, and they're really cute too. I've always loved the metamorphosis of them.
Finding life means the wetland is healthy, and she hopes that will make a case for protecting it from development. She's been doing this work for more than a decade. When Michalak was just 11, she was able to stop a pipeline from cutting through a stream. And last year, as a member of the Ridgeview Conservancy Advocacy Group, she helped preserve a wetland that was set to be developed into 19 luxury homes. Jaspal Singh is the organization's director. He says he'll never forget the first time Michalak convinced the zoning board to block the so-called McMansions. She was just 15 years old.
And the board chair thought he was dealing with a trained subject matter expert PhD. He was kind of cross-examining her. She maintained significant poise and stuck to her presentation and really turned the sentiment of the board in our favor.
Michalak is currently working on a bioassessment tool meant to help citizen scientists analyze species without help from an expert taxonomist.
We can use this data to make science the language of the debate on how we manage our natural resources and how we make sure that areas in need of protection get protected and make sure that our water reservoirs are kept clean and make sure that these organisms get protected as well.
Terry Collins is a professor of green chemistry at Carnegie Mellon University. Michalak has been working in his lab.
When you've got a young person who's inspired to really do something about the environment, the classic example is Greta Thunberg, and they're very young and really do not have a lot of a sophisticated skill set, and they just go out and develop it themselves. This is really impressive.
Michalak says it's important that everyone understands how their actions impact the environment.
A common misconception is that people live above the ecosystem, but that's not true. We're a part of the ecosystems and the habitats that we dwell in. We need things like clean water, clean air, and open spaces in order to be physically and mentally healthy. And in some ways, we're no different from the salamanders. We kind of have the same fundamental wants and needs.
Last week, Michalak texted me from a sailboat in New England, where she's collecting fishing nets and ropes that have washed ashore to raise awareness about this pollution. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.